Alaska's legislative information system may be the most transparent in the nation. Sue Cotter, statewide director for the Legislative Information Office, believes that there's no comparable nonpartisan agency anywhere in the country. Cotter spoke to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday. When an audience member asked if other states had similar systems, she replied, "We're unique." Cotter credited the success of the LIO to foresight and to bipartisanship.
We can all be really proud of this. In 1976, Legislative Council, which is our umbrella agency, basically, group of legislators that oversees our agency, they came up with this idea of creating this nonpartisan set of offices around the state. It first started out with, I think, Juneau, Fairbanks, Ketchikan, and Anchorage, four, and then they kept adding two, and then we adding more LIOs around the state. Some of the offices are open only half the year, and some are open all year long. It was a really terrific thing to do. They recognized the geographical difficulties in the state. They wanted to use as much technology as they could. They've been very supportive of our offices over the years. When I go to national conferences, people are just blown away, because if you think about it, to answer your question, there's no other state that does it like this.
There are now legislative information offices in 22 Alaskan communities. Cotter said the only equivalent types of services offered in other states were operated by political parties. What the LIO does exactly can be hard to pin down. It maintains a legislative directory, including all committees. It tracks all bills from the moment they are submitted until they are signed by the governor. It keeps a library of legislative publications, everything from the state constitution to the House and Senate uniform rules. The LIO has all this information available online and also streams live video from all committees and floor sessions. Any member of the public outside of Juneau who wants to testify in real time at a committee hearing does it at a local LIO. The LIO also assists people in sending public opinion messages to any legislator. If anything, though, Cotter assured the Sitka Chamber that the LIO was there to demystify the legislative process.
Anybody basically can have an idea for a bill and pitch it to their legislators or the governor. The governor is allowed to introduce bills through the legislature. He has to go through, he or she, through the rules committee, but the governor's allowed to introduce bills as well. Any group of legislators or individual legislators or committees can introduce bills, but the idea can come from anybody. It can come from a group of business people here in Sitka or individuals or a group of students. We actually had a bill go through a couple of years ago that, you know, the teacher, it was a civics class, and it was a, you know, somewhat innocuous bill, I think, naming the state insect or something. I don't know if you remember, but anyway, it was a really good learning experience for the kids.
Cotter then displayed an LIO webpage detailing every official action taken for a sample bill as it moves through both chambers of the legislature, how it is assigned to various committees, the committee action, the amendment process, the final floor vote, and finally, its transmittal to the governor for his signature. The list of official action for any one bill is surprisingly long. An audience member asked Cotter if the shorter 90-day session allowed the legislature enough time to work. Cotter thought for a moment and said, "I'd better not opine on that." To find a link to the Legislative Information website, visit our website, kcaw.org.